This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. I guess it's Thursday afternoon. Sorry. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe, broadcasting live. Very much live. If you are with us, you're probably giggling because the technical side of things does not want to work for us this morning. But we're just going to power through because we are just, you know, we're denouncing any plans of the enemy that he has against this. And we are believing that God is going to be working in full force today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us and guiding our equipment and guiding our hands. My name is Allison Keeber, and I am your host for Prophetic Thursdays. What an honor it is to be here with you each and every Thursday and just helping to minister to each and every one of you. Such an honor, such an honor. Before we go ahead and get started, I did want to do a little praise and worship this morning. For me, that always really helps me get into the spirit. As many of you know, for this program, there's a lot and a lot of prayer that goes into our programs here. And so if you've contacted us and you've submitted your name, we have been praying over your name. So if you don't receive a word today, don't think that we didn't get your name. We have all of those names written down and we continue to pray over them. So at a very minimum, know that you are being prayed over by our staff and all of those that are serving the ministry here. So babe, are we able to go with some music, some praise and worship? All right. Those of you on Facebook, hopefully you'll be able to hear us. We're going to listen to Love this morning. Just know that we don't own any of the rights to these songs, but we are glad to praise and worship with you this morning.
Afternoon. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a beautiful song. And I love to just come into his presence. Don't you just love to come into his presence and just worship him and praise him? And just so thankful to all that he has done and given. You've got to turn that off. Just thankful. Thank you, Jesus, that all of our equipment is now working for us and that we are all paying attention to the things that we need to pay attention to in this broadcast that is taking place right now. Why don't you just pray with me before we get started, church? Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in your name, Jesus. And we declare that right now. We declare that that the airwaves are going to be free and clear for us to broadcast, that Facebook is open for us to broadcast. And God, we just pray that those who are tuned in are just in a space where they have come to worship you, God. They've come to hear you speak today, God. God, that they're in a place where they stand in a place of belief where they can receive today, God. God, we just ask that today you open spiritual eyes to see, spiritual ears to hear. God, open up our hearts so that we can receive what you want for us to receive today, God. God, we're believing that today you will use me as a vessel to deliver your word, God. God, we thank you for this space. We thank you for this time. God, we thank you for the opposition. God, we thank you for your love, that there's no mountain high enough that you won't come in to get to us, that there's no wall tall enough that you won't break through to come in to get us, God, that there's no prison locked up tight enough that you won't come in to get us, Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love and your redemption, God. God, thank you that we may not be deserving of your love, God, but you love us anyways. And you don't love us just a little bit, God, that you love us a million billion times over, God, that you love each and every one of us so individually and so wonderfully, God. God, we love you and we glorify you. We magnify you today. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started now with Prophetic Thursday. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. And I have to give a special shout out to Aliona, who is all the way in Moldova, who is working the controls for us and who is probably, as you can imagine, when you're working controls remotely, I'm sure there's an air of frustration that comes over when you're not right there in the room and you can't see everything that might be going on. And so God bless her for taking on the assignment and serving this ministry so immensely the way that she does, so that we can broadcast across the airwaves and 24 hours a day. I also want to thank my husband. He's a very busy businessman, but he gives up his time on Thursdays so that I can have the space to pray over your names, to invite the Spirit and the anointing to come in, and then also to put his business aside and help serve this ministry by making sure that everything's working on the technicality side on this end. And you'll get to see him here in just a minute on Facebook. You'll get to hear from him on the radio as he'll come and he'll take our offering, and he loves to pray over your names, and I know that God always just puts a special word on his heart too. So we'll hear from him in a little bit. Now, as most of you know, Pastor Dale has said time and time again that one word from God can change your life forever, right? One word from God can change your life forever. And so as we dive in, it's really important to understand that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she cannot give you your vision, right? That God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. So if God's giving you a vision, know that it will be accompanied with a passion and not just a mere interest. According to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part, right? We prophesy in part. Sometimes people will be left going, I need more clarification. I need a bigger word, or I need more. And we must understand that it's not a chapter. It's not a book. Right? It's simply a word from the Lord, only a small part of a much bigger picture. Now, a prophetic word can be a now word, it can be a new word, it can be a future word, it can be a confirming word, and it can be just one word, it can be a paragraph, right? It's simply a word from the Lord. As 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. So you must receive this word with your spirit. Understanding this conversation that I have with our children quite often, who are 11, 7, and 5, and are ultimately, aren't we all just big kids, right? That we cannot understand the supernatural, the things of the supernatural, with our mind. We can't understand it with our mind. It doesn't have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the supernatural. So we have to receive it in our spirit, right? Deep in our spirit, and you have to take ownership. How do we take ownership of something? We declare it, and then we write it down. We write it down, and then we rehearse it. Right? The rehearsing part is so important because, again, it's your spirit rehearsing it. Like think of a baby walking or learning a new language or something that's completely new to you, right? There's a rehearsing that has to happen in order for you to be able to actually keep walking it out. So I always like to kind of boil things down simplistically, but think about that. A baby, you know, when they're ready to walk, or they feel like they're ready to walk, they get up on their two feet and they start walking. But what do? They fall down a lot, right? They fall down a lot. But never once does a baby think, this walking thing's hard. I guess it's just not for me, right? And that same thing can be said with the word that God has for you. Sometimes his word is difficult for us to swallow. It's difficult for us to understand because we only have a piece of it. It's difficult for us to continue to walk out because here's the thing is that living a good life and a godly life are two different things, right? Good and God are two different things. And so some of us will say, well, I've lived a really good life, right? But some of us have lived really hard lives, right? But we've lived a more godly life because we're doing the hard things that God has called us to do instead of staying on the outskirts and on the edges and just going, yeah, I know that God's kind of called me to do some stuff, but I'd rather just kind of live this little comfortable good life and remembering that a God life and a good life are two different things. And so when you receive that prophetic word, when you've written it down, right, when you started to rehearse it, you have to let it soak in. Right? It's gotta get in you. It's gotta penetrate in you and let it soak into your spirit. And then it's so important that we wait for the confirmation, right? Seed and harvest, there's something that happens in between, and it's called the meantime, right? In that meantime, we must be patient, but we must be diligent in our actions to go forward, right? That just because a seed was planted doesn't necessarily mean a harvest, a plentiful harvest occurs, right? The reason is good seed and a great harvest is what happens in the meantime, what we do in the meantime. So God's word is the seed, the harvest that is yet to come. What happens? What are you doing in that meantime, right? Are you rehearsing this word? Are you taking action steps? I don't know about y'all, but I've received some words from God that they seem mighty big for me, little old Allison, to be able to walk out. But they're a word from God, and I know that as I take the action steps and I keep going further, I keep watering the soil, I keep, you know, letting the sun come in on it, right? As long as I keep working that, right, in the meantime, as I get closer to the harvest, the reality starts to set in, like, wow, this really was for me. It didn't seem like it back here when I was just this little seedling, right? But now I'm starting to grow and I'm starting to flourish and I'm starting to become the person who was supposed to walk this out. And here's something powerful for you. I got this word last night. Our perspective is our reality. And that's a word for someone that I felt like I needed to share today. Our perspective is our reality. Think about that. Where you're at right now, your reality is based on the perspective of which you look at it. Okay? So think about that. Like, I'm in a really hard space, right? I'm in a really hard space. I'm in a really hard space. I'm in a really difficult time. I'm really in a sad time. And so what perpetuates the reality of being hard, the reality of being sad, the reality of it being difficult continues to perpetuate. And so our perception is our reality. And that was a word for someone. So how do we change that, right? How do we change that? We can only change it one way, and that's through God. We can only change it one way, and that is through him. So it's so important that we spend that time with him, that we listen to him, right? Remember Jesus himself, he went away. Like he would go up to the mountaintop and he would pray and meditate, right? He would listen for God, right? So remember, prayer is us speaking to God, but when we sit and meditate, it's us hearing from God. See, some of us are getting in the way of hearing from God because we won't shut up. That might be a word for someone too, right? Sometimes God's like, hey, right? Have you ever had that happen with your little kids? Like, think of that. Our Heavenly Father is sometimes going, that is great. That is great. I can hear you, but I have something for you. Okay, keep going, right? Like, sometimes we've got to sit still and we've got to listen for what God has for us. And as we know, so many hunger for a word from the Lord, right? So many hunger for a word from the Lord, and he wants to speak to us, right? He wants to speak to us. In fact, in his word, in John 10, 27, 28, he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Right? What is God trying to say to you? I honestly believe with every ounce of my being that God is talking to you. God is talking to you. He didn't forget about you. You're not the child who's like forgotten in the corner, right? We don't forget our children when they're in, put them in the corner and forget about them, right? God does not stick us over in the corner and say, "Oh, I'm just going to forget about you because you're not really worth my time." It's not how we treat our children. It's not how God treats his children. No, and so, but we have to believe, right? We have to believe that God is speaking to us. And it's all different ways. Y'all, I've heard him speak to me through my children. I've seen him speak to me on road signs that literally were there 1 minute and disappeared the next because I knew he was trying to get my attention. Y'all, he can work in miraculous ways. He is God, right? So as we dive in this morning, remember that your name may or may not be called today, and that's okay. I encourage you to listen today with an expectant heart. Listen today with expectation. Just let go. Let go of whatever is, you know, holding you back, whatever's holding on to you, and just come in this space and just listen. Because I believe that even though these words that will be spoken today have names attached to them, it does not mean that God can't speak to you through someone else's word. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. This morning, the first word that I have is for Jeff F. in Washington. Jeff in Washington. I hear God saying, "No more playing small, son. No more standing back and keeping quiet. You keep standing in the back of the crowd. You keep standing in the back of the room." He says, "But I've given you an evangelistic gifting, and it's time for you to start exercising it again. There was a time when you were exercising it, but you have been pushed to the back. People from all around the world will come to hear you speak. People from all around the world will come to hear you speak. You've been writing a book. This book will be published, but it will be published in numerous translations. It's a book that's not just for the time of now, but it's a book that will go on for legacy and generations. History keeps repeating itself in your life. History keeps replaying itself, and you feeling like you're backsliding, like you're back in the same place that you were before." He says, "History keeps repeating itself. The test keeps coming back up because of your lack of obedience, son. Your lack of obedience. It is time. It is time to finally pass this test. It is time to make the step, which is not just a step. It is a leap. It is time. It is your time right now." And I hear him, Jeff, right now that he's saying, "Come to the front of the room, son. Come to the front of the room. I see you standing in the back." And he's saying, "Come to the front. Lead these people. Speak life into them." And Jeff, you have the gift of evangelism, but you also have the gift of knowledge and wisdom. You carry great knowledge of the scriptures. And people, you have a gifting, thank you, Jesus, you have a gifting to be able to speak scriptures to people, but have them understand it in today's times, into their life, right? That the gospel, right? Gospel, the Old Testament, just wasn't for, like, you know, back then, right? Like 2,000 years ago. It's like you have a way to show them, like, it's for right now, that Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be tomorrow. And I bless you, Jeff, and I bless the anointing that is placed upon you. I bless that as you come forward and as you walk out in obedience, that you will now pass this test and history will no longer repeat itself. Not the history that keeps coming around. God doesn't want to give you a test that you've shown that you can pass. He's ready for you to pass this test so you can walk into your kingdom promotion. And I bless you, Jeff, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, and this next word that I have is for Heather R. in Texas. Heather, endure. I heard the word endure very clearly in my spirit this morning as I was praying over your name. He said, Heather, keep on enduring. Keep on enduring. He's invited you to come into the chaos. Come into the chaos and sit with him. Come into the chaos and sit with him. He wants to give you rest in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the chaos. He says, I will give you the strength to continue to endure. For you may not see it, but you are doing kingdom work right now by simply enduring. And I had to dive into this a little bit more for your word enduring, Heather. And I had to push into this a little more. And enduring, I got suffer patiently. Endure, suffer patiently. Just as he spoke about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 and 23, right? Long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. Heather, it may not feel like you are doing kingdom work. In fact, it may be so chaotic right now, but he's inviting you to come in the midst of the storm, in the eye of the storm, if you will, and come and sit and rest in him. He's going to give you the strength to endure. He's going to give you the strength to endure. And Heather, I just want to bless you. And I just want to pray a hedge of protection around you right now as the chaos that's happening around you, as that you continue to be able to shine God's light, that you do not grow weary and you do not grow tired, for this is not a time for you to grow tired and weary, for you are doing kingdom work. You are reaching out and you are bringing people into the kingdom. Some of them may at first, it feels like they're kicking and screaming and they don't want to come, but there will be a bend in their heart. There will be a crack in their heart. And it is with you, with your hand. Thank you, Jesus. It was your hand continued to be stretched out, Heather, because of the enduring, that they will come and they will know their Father. And miracles will start to take place in their lives. Miraculous healing will start to take place. They will give their lives to Christ. They will be baptized in water, and they will be baptized in the Holy Spirit because you, Heather, endured. Suffer patiently. Thank you, God, that you have called this long suffering one of your fruits. For it certainly in this world does not seem like a fruit, but thank you, God, that your word reminds us that it is a fruit of the Spirit, God. And we bless Heather, and we wrap our arms around her as her church brothers and sisters. God, please hold her in your lap in that place of rest and breathe into her strength and confidence. Thank you, Jesus, and we bless you, Heather, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, this next word that I have is for Alyssa M. in California. Alyssa M. in California. Alyssa, I heard 1 Timothy 4:12, one of my favorite scriptures, 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Alyssa, this was the direction given to Timothy by Paul, right? This was the direction given to him by Paul. He was young. I mean, it was maybe, I think he was late 20s, early 30s, right? That this direction was given to him. This was given to him by Paul because as he went into Ephesus, right, there were people who looked down on him because he was young, that he lacked wisdom. Right? That he lacked wisdom. And I heard this so clearly for you, Alyssa. I heard the word purity when he was talking about in 1 Timothy 4:12 that purity was what he had stand out for you. And he said, purity, this isn't just an external example. This is not just an external example, which most of us hear when we hear the word purity. Jesus tells us, Jesus himself tells us on the Sermon of the Mount, right, that to have a pure heart, if you have a pure heart, you'll see God, right? Those with a pure heart see God. And he says, and this can only be achieved through the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit working through us. Right? This can only be achieved through the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit working through us. And Lisa, he said, you have an exceptional way with the youth. You have an exceptional way with the youth. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying that you will lead very large groups of teens. He was very specific that it was teens. And teens who are feeling lost. Teens who feel like they've been forgotten. Teens who feel unloved. And you will love on them. You will teach them. You will direct them. You will pray for them. And I heard Holy Spirit saying, many missionaries will be birthed out of your ministry to the youth. Your ministry to the youth. And Alyssa, I just want to bless you. I want to bless your ministry. I want to bless your gifting to be able to reach out to the youth. These teenagers who so badly need just guidance. They need guidance and they need people who are speaking love and truth to them. They need people that they can look up to and want to emulate. They need people who can help set them on a path and in a proper direction. And although they may have good parents, they may have good parents. We know that as teens, they also need someone like you, Alyssa, who just speaks maybe what their parents have been speaking to them, but who confirms that, right? Maybe they haven't had parents that are speaking to them, but you confirm what God's truth is for them. And you can speak it in a way that comes from a place of purity and wisdom. And like Timothy, you won't do this in your own strength. You will only be able to do this by the blood of Jesus and the covering and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I bless you, Alyssa, and I thank you, Jesus, for this anointing and this gifting and this ministry that you are birthing in Alyssa. We praise you, Jesus. All right. Thank you. Let's see. This next word that I have is for Tracy K. in Mesa, Arizona. Tracy K. in Mesa, Arizona. Tracy, I heard the Lord saying, you're a woman who wears your heart on your sleeve. You're patient and you are kind. You have an enduring quality that attracts people to you. Random strangers will tell you the depths of their heart upon their first meeting with you. You're a listener, and you're also an empath. So many of your God-given strengths that the enemy has tried to twist and turn to make you believe that these were your faults. So many times you've been held back by what felt like a weakness, but was in fact a God-given strength. God wants you to come and sit with him today. He wants you to be still. He wants you to bring a pen and a piece of paper so that you can write down all of the strengths that he's put inside of you. And I just heard Tracy that he's literally going to list them out. He's going to list out these strengths. And he doesn't just want you to write them down. He wants you to write them down and he wants you to post them. I see you posting them on your mirror and on your refrigerator and like putting them in a little place like in your car where you can see them and just all the places that you can go. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Your gym even, like your gym bag. I see you pulling it even out of your gym bag and being reminded. Thank you, Jesus. And he just, that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to come and sit with him and be still with him so he can list out these strengths. He said, uniquely and wonderfully created. He says, come to a place of rest, Tracy, come to a place of rest, a place where he will restore you. As you write down each strength, the lies and chains will be broken off. God wants to remind you of who you are. The devil only wants to remind you of who you are not. And that's a word for someone else right now. God wants to remind you of who you are. The devil wishes to remind you of who you are not. Go, run into your prayer closet. Run into your prayer closet, your secret place. He says he's got so much that he wants to share with you right now. And Tracy, I just pray a hedge of protection over you. I pray that as God lists out these strengths, that any doubt or fear that has been spoken to you for so many years, that it be abolished and it be cast out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We believe that you are covering Tracy in a hedge of protection, and that you want to speak to her today, God, right now. In fact, that was what you said, right now, go run. This is for you. Go run into that place. And he's got so much to say to you. Write it down and post it all over, Tracy. And I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rachel in Texas. When you pray, you're going to hear things and see things that others have never heard or ever seen. When you look to others for confirmation of those things, you will feel defeated. For they did not hear or see the things that God told you or has shown you. He says, start walking out what I have shared with you and start trusting what I have shown you. Stop doubting in the dark what I have so clearly shown you in the light, Rachel. And I bless you, Rachel. I bless you. And that's a prophecy in part, obviously. I bless you, Rachel. I bless all that God has spoken to you. And I just pray that any need for external confirmation from man, just go away in Jesus' name right now. Just go away. That God has shown you some things that others have not seen, and that you just rest well in that, and that this word be confirmation of that. This word be confirmation of that. And I bless you, Rachel, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This next word that I have is for Cynthia A. Cynthia A. in Texas. You are not a stranger to hard times, Cynthia. So many times the devil has tried to overcome you. He's tried to overcome you with sadness. He's tried and tried and tried again to steal your joy. He's tried to have you take your eyes off of God so many times. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. These words echo in your heart. I carry your kingdom with me, God. Wherever I go, I carry your kingdom with me. How others see me is how they see Jesus. I will continue to overcome evil with good. Cynthia, you have a spirit of Mary on you, a spirit of Mary. This is the spirit that says, I take on and welcome hard tasks. Because just as Mary said, you are the Lord's servant, so let it be. You are the Lord's servant, so let it be. Cynthia, your father says he's so proud of you. To so many, these may seem like simple words, but these are the words that you long to hear. The words that you long to hear. He is proud. You make him very pleased, Cynthia. Very pleased. And I bless you in Jesus' name. And I bless the anointing of Mary that is on you. I bless the gifting to have an everlasting joy that exudes from you, even in all of the hard. I just hear God saying that if people knew all of the hard stuff that you've endured, Cynthia, that they would look at their lives and they would say, I don't even know hard. I don't even know hard in comparison to her. This woman has gone through turmoil after turmoil, and yet she smiles, and it's an authentic, real smile that only the joy of the Lord could produce. Cynthia, we thank God for women and men like you. Men and women like you who have been able to walk through the fire with a smile on your face. And we thank you, Jesus, for women like Cynthia. And I just bless her and her testimony. I bless all the hard times that she has faced, God. And we praise you, Jesus, in your name. In your name. Okay, this next word that I have is for Emily M. in Texas. Emily M. in Texas. Sweet, precious Emily. You are so precious to our Father. You have a gentle spirit about you. And you're a giver. You're a big giver. You love to see others happy. And you love to see others winning. You've never craved or ever worked for any spotlight. In fact, you'd rather watch others be recognized. You'd rather sit in the audience and cheer them on. But I heard the Holy Spirit saying that it's your time. It's time, Emily, to grace the stage. God has intertwined a powerful message in your heart. And he's given you a voice. Women will rise up and they will say yes when they hear you speak. When they hear you finally speak. He says, it's okay. This word is stirring you up a little bit. He says, give yourself permission. Don't worry. This isn't about having your name in lights. This is about having his. He says, don't worry, they won't come to see you, Emily. They will come to see him through you. And you will be stepping forward, and you will be stepping out. And in the stepping forward and the stepping out, it's going to give others permission to finally do the same. Emily, he says you're an encourager and you are going to be responsible for a whole new movement. Thank you, Jesus. And I hear him saying right now, Emily, that there is a reason why he's waited until now. There's a reason why he's waited until now. You've been in the meantime. There's been promises that have been sown into your heart. They were sown into your heart with near disbelief because it almost seemed like that's not who I am. But you are exactly who you need to be to step into this word right now. And I bless you, Emily. And Emily, he gave me this final note, actually, as I was moving on to a new name. He told me to go back, and he said, Emily, it is important that you pray over this now word because your daughters are involved in this somehow. Your daughters are involved in this somehow, and it affects them right now, right now. And I bless you, Emily, and I praise you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. All right, baby, do you want to come over and say a few words?
Sure.
And okay. I've got more words. I'm coming back, but he likes to come over and just check in with y'all. And
yeah, absolutely. Give her a little break. Come in and say hello to everybody. So just want to say thank you all for tuning in today. Sorry about those technical difficulties for those of you on BPN radio, but you won't hear those on the repeat. So that's the best part about it is we record this and replay this session again later on this afternoon. Just want to remind all of you listeners, a couple of resources for you. Of course, we're a praying ministry at Breakout Ministries, and I want to encourage you, if you need specific prayer to head over to bpnradio.com and click on some of the links in there. You're going to find a place up for prayer resources, or you can go directly to letspraymerica.com and fill out your prayer requests, where you know, our staff will be praying for you. I want to say, I know I've seen some of the comments coming across, and yes, I'm monitoring this, and we want to pray for Gary, who's having chest pains right now, that as a community we lift Gary and his family up, that the doctors are able to identify what's causing Gary the pain, and that pain be alleviated. In fact, Lord, we just invoke your healing, your miracle healing powers right now for Gary, for his family, to stop those chest pains, Lord, to shine a miracle on that family that shows your love and your light throughout the hospital and those doctors, Lord. Your will be done, of course, God, and maybe Gary's got some work to do in that hospital today, and that's why you've taken him there. Lord, we ask that you bless them, that you give them a peace, that you are with them, Lord, and that Gary's going to be okay. I see for Brianna M., who's asking for prayer for healing, obviously for an alcohol addiction from her husband, that she's dealing with some abuse as well. And I want to encourage you, Brianna. We are going to pray for you. But if you are dealing with abuse in the home, that you seek help. I know you said that on your comments, you don't have any other family out there. We are a family. God is putting people in your life right now that are there to be your family. Just because they're not blood relatives does not make them family, and does not mean that they don't care for you. There are people around you that care for you and that want to help you. You may have to seek some help in this situation, and I want to pray for you. God, we just pray that the hold of alcohol over Brianna's husband be broken, Lord. Yes. That those chains be taken off, God. That he step into the husband and father that he is. That alcohol be a memory behind you, God. We know that you're doing some work in that family, Lord. That everything is going to be for your glory, God. That this family will be restored from by you and for you and for your kingdom and for your glory, God. We thank you, God. We continue to pray. We tell Brianna not to lose hope, but to seek help, Lord, that you put people in her path, Lord, that are going to be there to assist in this situation, that are going to restore her family to that family unit without alcohol, God, and with you at the center. Lord, we thank you for all that you're going to do right now, Lord. We thank you for the prayers and for the people that are going to be blessed into Brianna's life. Mm-hmm. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes. And amen. And so, guys, like, again, if you know somebody that's dealing with alcohol abuse or with drug abuse, that you seek help, that you look up, there's lists of treatment centers, of people that can help and assist with those specific needs, and that you reach out. Be bold enough to reach out for help. Sometimes we can get stuck thinking, oh, it'll pass on its own, when we need community and we need people to be there with us to guide us through that process. And it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. You know, it doesn't mean that it's going to be a walk in the park. There may be some difficulty ahead, but that's good news. As you tread through that, God's going to shine a light, and it's going to come out for his glory eventually. So just trust in that process. Hey, just want to remind you guys also that, you know, we're obviously prophetic Tuesdays happen on Tuesdays, prophetic Thursdays on Thursdays. We have intercession prayer happening on Fridays. That's live at 10 a.m. Central Time as well, that you can tune into. We'd love to have you tune into that program. Also want to remind you about our Marketplace Saturdays, which happens right here on BPN Radio, broadcast throughout the day. We've got business leaders that are continuing to share their experience, their stories, their growth, things that have helped them in their journeys, which I know will help somebody else out there. So I encourage you to tune in to Marketplace Saturdays and share and get filled up. It's a place to get filled up. So I want to remind you of all of those things, and just again to thank you guys for being a part of BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries. As a ministry, we do want to give all of our loyal listeners and viewers an opportunity to give today. We are fully funded by all of our listeners and our congregation here at Breakout Ministries. And we thank you so much for the offerings and the tithes and the giving that you do to keep all of this rolling and continuing to move forward. And so I want to give you an opportunity to give today. If you pray about it, what a good number is for you that you can sow as a seed into God's kingdom that he's just going to bless back and fill up your storehouses with. And so if you're prepared to give, we want to invite you to head over to bpnradio.com where you can click on the donate button and it allows you to give via PayPal with a debit or credit card. Or if you prefer to write a check, you can do so and make that check out to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And so, again, just want to invite you all. Again, that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And thank you so much again for all of your tithes and contributions and continuing to help this ministry grow. It is a tax deduction. We are recognized by the IRS as a ministry program. So want you to know that as well. And that's going to be about it for me today. I'm going to invite Allison back over here as I know we got to wrap things up here. So turn it right back over here for a few more words, hopefully, before we close.
This is new to me because when we would go live at 10 a.m., I kind of just had like as long as I wanted to go, right? And now I'm like on a time crunch. Like, I got to get done before the news comes back on. 7 minutes. I got 7 minutes. All right, we've got some more words. And I do just have to... I just have to pray for Brianna and her 17-month-old and her baby on the way, and I just pray a hedge of protection, God, a hedge of protection around them, and that no more abuse comes their way, God, and that just as Ian prayed, I mean, the chains of alcohol and addiction just be broken off, just only the way that you can, God. That you send a miracle from heaven, God, and break those chains, Jesus. We thank you for the hedge of protection that you have placed around them already, God. And I thank you for a community of people. I feel like there's a real stirring when Ian was praying that there's someone who's listening who can specifically minister to Brianna. And as Ian was encouraging Brianna to continue to be bold and step out for help, I feel like there's someone who needs to be encouraged to be bold and step out and minister to her in a Christian way and help her with resources and places of where she can go and what she can do and who she can call on. And I praise you, Jesus. I praise you. Thank you. Okay. Brandy T. in Florida. Brandy T. in Florida. Brandy, you have been given a beautiful gift. This gift is so beautifully wrapped, you've hesitated to open it. You've hesitated to open it for fear that you would mess it up. But he says this gift was never really for you, Brandy. This gift was meant to be shared. And it was meant to be continually given away. He says, Brandy, you're a healer. He's put the gift of healing inside of you. Just as John 6:2 reminds us that the multitudes followed because they saw the miracles. They followed Jesus because they saw the miracles, right? And that's the scripture that I heard for you, Brandy, is that God will use you to show miracles to make believers. Again, Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be tomorrow. And he can work through you. I believe that he's going to work through you, and that's what he's saying, Brandy. And I bless you, and I bless your gifting of healing, the anointing of healing that's placed on you, this beautiful gift that he says, unwrap it already. Unwrap it already. This wasn't for you to hide. It wasn't for you to keep. It was for you to continually give away. And I bless you, Brandy, in Jesus' name. And this next word that I have is for Sandra G., Sandra G. in Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, They're going to walk in your shoes someday, Sandra. They're going to walk in your shoes someday. He says, continue to give them big shoes to fill. Continue to take them down the right path, not the easy path, but my path. He says, you expect them to be first-time obedience, meaning you expect your children to be first-time obedience. What does that mean? That means the first time that we ask our children to do something that they're obedient, correct? That's first-time obedience. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying, but Sandra, I expect first-time obedience from you, just as you expect from your children. He said, no more with the but God. No more but God. And I bless you, Sandra, and I bless your children who are following in the footsteps that you are paving and walking before them. Give them big shoes to fill. Give them big places to walk. I just hear the old Dr. Seuss, oh, the places you will go, right? Oh, the places you will go. I've got shoes on my feet and brains in my head, right? The places you will go. Sandra, the places you will take them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Show them I just hear Jesus saying, show them the places, that not just the easy places. First-time obedience, Sandra.
Welcome to the ClickFunnels share page. If you were invited to this page, then it means that someone has decided to share with you.
And I have a word for Angela. Do I have time for one more word?
Yep.
One more. Okay, last word. This is for Angela G. in Texas. Angela, you have been praying for rain. You've been praying for about a physical drought that where your feet stand. It's a physical drought where your feet stand in the area in which you live. I heard the Lord saying the drought is over, but he's not speaking about the physical drought taking place in and around your land. He's speaking to the drought that's been going on in your life. He's heard your prayers, Angela. He says the rain is coming and it's going to be plentiful. He says, so go plow the fields, till up the dried up soil, add back in the nutrients, and get it all in order because the rain is coming. And yes, the harvest will be plentiful. He says, this financial drought is no longer in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. He says, past debts will be forgiven. Accounts and miscellaneous charges will be shored up. Your tithing will come back into priority and will take its proper place again. And your seed will be multiplied. And Angela, I just bless you in Jesus' name. I bless the rain that is coming your way financially. Thank you, Jesus, for making it rain. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. All right. And that's all the time that we have. So we're just going to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time today. We thank you for this space. God, we thank you for the words that were delivered today upon open hearts. God, we just thank you that supernatural things are happening right now. Miracles are happening and taking place. People are walking out into action now, God. And we thank you, Jesus, for this time. We thank you for your love and your sacrifice. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, guys, have a wonderful day. We love you. God bless.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.